Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
And Ray Foley's my name, my friend's JP.
Hello.
And would you look at what the cat dragged in, ladies and gentlemen. God. Would you look at this now? In again to watch the telly for us and tell us what to watch. It's the one and only Ciara King, ladies and gentlemen. She's hello, madam.
Hello.
How are you getting on?
Good.
Are you in good form?
I'm in great form.
There's a sort of a giddiness. Is there a giddiness today?
A little bit, yeah.
With Ciara King. Ciara King. She's Ciara King. Baby.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you like my new jumper, guys?
Ciara got a new jumper. I gotta say, it's swanky. It's is it tartan? Is it Scottish?
It is. It's kind of tartan, and I decided to wear it in for you today. But
for us,
for you guys,
thanks.
Yeah.
Just
thanks.
For us,
yeah.
Thanks.
You know, like when you go to school and you put on your best outfit, where you're going somewhere, so
this
put
is
on
the,
a nice
this
jumper.
Is the good jumper. Yeah. We've got the good jumper, Ireland.
It is tartan, okay. And just when I was heading out the door to catch the bus to come into town to you guys, there was a package that arrived in the apartment complex, and I was like, God, I'd forgotten that I'd bought something else, whatever. So I opened it up. And it's a tartan pair of Adidas tracksuit pants.
Well, brave.
So I'll have to Google
this. Hold up. No, so there's a bit of a trend going on here. And then I kind of looked at my jumper and I was like, oh my God, I booked a weekend to Scotland a couple of weeks back. Mm-hmm. And either my phone knows that I booked a trip to Scotland, so it's bringing up all these tartan-like clothing in my algorithm, or I'm subconsciously buying tartan because I'm going to Scotland. Like an American coming to Ireland to look for leprechauns. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's interesting, yeah. Maybe the computer on somewhere, the cloud knows that you're thinking Scottish and it's feeding you Scottish
content. But it worked.
Content.
And I always prided myself on the fact that I'll never be bought. You know what I mean?
I'm looking at your tartan Adidas bottoms.
They're cool, aren't they?
They're giving mom who plays golf.
No.
Hashtag tell me I'm wrong.
But like, I can't wear them to Scotland, can I?
Oh, you can't wear them in Scotland.
Because it'd be like
walking
Irish
around here, I heart Dublin or
it's
whatever.
It's like
yeah.
Tourists coming over here wearing iron jumpers. And I had this realisation, I was like, I can't wear this in Scotland.
My entire wardrobe. Also, I can't wear any of this.
Yeah.
Anyway. Are you guys taking up golf in membership or ladies captain?
I'd be very good at golf.
Because you like whacking balls?
Know? I've never tried golf, but I have a good swing. I've a good pair of shoulders on me. Do you know what I mean?
I gotta admit, you've never tried golf, but you know you have a good swing and yeah. You think you'd be good at golf. Okay, all right, okay.
Pitch and putt, like I've dabbled, guys.
All right, okay, you've dipped your toe.
And my dad had one of those things, he had golf clubs, and he had one of those things.
You are an expert. Now that you talk about it, you can hear the expertise.
Really you've got the lingo. Yeah. You've picked up the lingo.
I'm like a young Nick Faldo.
Well done.
Nicola Faldo.
Contemporary reference, yep. Keep going.
What you call those little things? We used to practice in the hallway upstairs in the house.
A hole. Like
put the ball
a putter.
Into this little thing.
A hole. The hole thing, yeah. The little hole thing, yeah.
By God, you've got it.
You're natural.
Yep.
Can I have a question for you, Ciara
King?
Thanks,
guys.
Is it crick or is it creek? Or is it crink? Someone said crink as well, didn't they?
That's not true, whatever that is. It's crick.
What?
It's crick. I've
you
got
think
a
it's crick?
I've got a crick in my neck.
I've got a crick. I've got this Theragun over here. I was using it last night. I'm a bit after. Have you tried these?
No, but I'd love to.
Do you want
to
have a go? Come here, have a go.
Can you do the bottom of my leg?
I don't know. What can we do where I'm not going to get done?
Okay. Over the clothes anyway.
Over the, yeah,
seriously,
over the clothes.
Can you do the back of my shin? On my left
I'll
leg.
Do your calf for you. Will
you do my calf for me,
yeah,
Jacob?
Yeah, I will.
It's on low. It's on the lowest setting there.
Right.
There you go. Go on.
There's good power in it, though. Now, how hard do you want me to go?
Go gentle first. And then see where it goes after that.
Nice and gentle to begin with.
Oh, my God.
You feeling that now?
Get on the mic there.
Sit down there now. Sit down there and talk into the mic.
Jiffy, that's really nice, actually.
Yeah, I know. I can tell she's... I always know when you're in...
She's not going to stop.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to keep going.
This is amazing.
Is that hitting the spot?
That's JP. You're doing a great
job. Like that?
Yeah.
I can tell you like that now. Grand girl you are. Will I keep going?
No, we're good. I'm here to do a job.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can tell you like that. Yeah, no doubt.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can go all day. By the way, that's not a problem. Now, will I stop?
Yeah.
I stop. I'll ease off. Guys, she couldn't take it.
Can I take that home?
It's 600 quid. It's my father-in-law.
600 quid.
They're ridiculous.
Oh my God, JP!
I don't think they didn't work. Did it work?
Yeah.
It's a difficult
one. Oh my God!
What was the laughing?
It was the sensation, yeah.
Tickled?
Oh my God, that was amazing. Oh. I'm never going to look at JP the same way again.
What a moment.
That was a moment.
Wow.
That was good.
You know, will they, won't they? Turns out they already have. Yeah, we're trying to settle if it's a crick or a crink, but yeah, we'll come back. We'll come back to it. Let's look at something very quickly. What have you got for
it? That actually worked.
Did it?
Yeah, I think it didn't work.
You know, I'm in bits. I was using it last night, and I'm still really sore. I think I'm more sore because of it. That's what I was
saying.
Yes.
Okay. No. So it's the week of cancelled TV presenters coming back to streaming. So Ellen DeGeneres, she released For Your Approval on Netflix this week, and I had to look at it, and it was kind of billed as, you know, Ellen getting candid about fame and about being cancelled and kicked out of show business. And there's also lots of references to birds in it.
Okay. Of course, it's worth remembering Ellen is a comedian. Before she was ever a sitcom star or a talk show host, she was a comedian. And this is her new... I imagine she's getting paid squillions by Netflix to do a special based on the cancellation.
So. Yeah.
This is For Your Approval. Have a listen.
All right, well, let me catch up on what's been going on with me since you saw me last. I decided to take up gardening. I got chickens. Let me see what else I can tell you about that been going on. Oh, yeah, I got kicked out of show business. Yeah. Yeah, the Be Kind Girl Wasn't Kind. That was the headline. I didn't go into this business for money. It was about healing my childhood wounds. I thought, if I could make people happy, then they'll like me. And if they like me, I'll feel good about myself. And all I can say about that is thank God for the money.
It sounds hilarious.
No, I'm just going to start with that straight up. It wasn't funny. But it was a very interesting observation of Ellen after she said, I mean, was she cancelled in 2022?
Well, I love that thing. It's something that people say all the time because it's been applied to Ricky Gervais and Jimmy Carr as well in a different context, which is we're not allowed to say what we want to say. And she's saying, I was kicked out of show business, but at the same time, Netflix gave me squillions to make a stand-up special that they're going to pump around the world on everyone's telly.
You know, so she's trying to come off as if she's, you know, a representative of us normal human beings, and she's not. You know what I mean? Ellen is worth millions. She's one of the most probably famous women in the world, whatever. And she never really... So there's a lot of talk about her being cancelled and about how the unkind... You know, at the end of every show, she'd say, be kind to one another. And then the presenter of that show wasn't kind. And she does admit that she shouldn't have been the boss of that show, that she didn't know how to be. But then there was a very interesting angle where she said that female bosses are judged differently to male bosses, which is true.
Okay.
Which is absolutely true. But the internet did kind of take Ellen down in terms of that she created a really toxic workplace and whatnot. And you didn't see that when you're watching the show because it looks like a fun, you know, show where dancing, everyone got on and dancing and all that sort of stuff. But she never really fully admits to her wrongdoing, let's say, in the special. And as I said, it's not funny. She does talk about having OCD and ADD. That's something I didn't know about Ellen. And she is a comedian from a certain time.
Yeah,
and I just think it's kind of, for me, I just think it was kind of dated.
Style of comedy
is
dated, okay.
And the audience were really annoying. They just clapped and they laughed at everything and they just didn't hold her accountable for anything. And I found it a fascinating watch, though.
Yeah, well, it would be, because it is, if she's telling the truth and if she's honest, or if you get at least even, I don't know, half of it, of the truth out of her, it's an interesting story to hear the other side of it and her experience of
it. It was interesting to see her walk back on stage after, you know, the internet losing its mind over, you know, Ellen and creating a toxic workplace. There's a really cringy opening to this, though, and it's Ellen walking through the studios and there's all these headlines about her being cancelled and how she's toxic and how she's unkind or whatever. And it's so corny. If you can get past that to actually watch the stand-up special, well, congratulations, because that opening, she's a better comedian than she is actress. Yeah.
I watched Louis C.K., well, he's done a bunch since, but I watched his first one back after his cancellation. And again, for the same reason, that sort of, how is he going to deal with it? How is he going to address it? What is he going to say about it? So that's why we're all fascinated by this Schofield thing as well.
You see, this is it. Philip Schofield, it was announced this week, is going to be in a 3-part series for Channel 5 called Castaway. And like, if you think about it, it's a brilliant PR stunt in a lot of regards, because it's him for 10 days on an island on his own. You know, he's going to have to work for his food. He's going to have to work for the audience's love back. Do you know that sort of way? While also reflecting on the last 2 years of what went down after this morning, which was a lot, you know?
Ellen's one. But out of interest, who among us watches, because it's massive business for Netflix. It's a huge stream of content for them, these stand-up specials.
Oh, very rarely. Very rarely.
I never watch them. I hear about them all the time.
I'd have to really like the comedian to go out of my way to watch it.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because they're huge and they spend millions upon millions, particularly for the likes of Seinfeld and Jimmy Carr and them, that it's like, yeah, I very, very rarely would go, right, let's sit down now for the next hour and a half and watch
a comedy special.
Stand-up.
And I guess the reason I watched it was because it was Ellen and it's her first appearance since finishing The Ellen Show in 2022.
She's flogging makeup with Portia, her wife, on, I watch a lot of American telly, and it's one of these super long ads of like, buy these two face creams, then we'll send you this whole box of face creams, and if you don't like them, you can send them back. I was like, this is what she's doing now. She's flogging face cream in America.
Ellen makes a point. That's the second time that she's been cancelled. And she reckons she'll be cancelled a third time for being old. But when Ellen first came out, she lost an awful lot of job opportunities.
That was a huge thing, yeah.
It was massive at the time. And then that's why her comeback was so great in so many ways, because she went on to present The Ellen Show, which became one of the biggest TV shows in America. And she's been cancelled off that now. So, and she almost is kind of like, I've been cancelled before. Like, do your worst, guys. You know,
I've
got squillions in the bank.
Well,
you know,
did you know one final thing? A fun fact. She's one of the wealthiest celebrities or Hollywood stars, and it's not because of her, you know, entertainment work.
Oh, she's a side hustle, does she? Or
she flips houses. She is one of, if you ever go to any of these online things of where they're going through a celebrity's house or you're looking at a celebrity's house, the celebrity will say, oh yeah, I bought it off Ellen. Like most celebrities have bought their houses off Ellen. She's like, she buys houses, does them up and flogs them. Yeah,
I did not know
she's
that.
She's huge at selling property. Anyway, it's called For Your Approval, Ellen DeGeneres on Netflix. Where is these budgets coming from for these films nobody's going to watch? When George Clooney takes an ocean, I just make a film.
I know. Up and coming actors, Brad Pitt and George Clooney, are going to be in the movie that you're probably going to watch this weekend, in fairness. And do you know what? There's an awful lot of value out to be had from watching Brad Pitt and George Clooney, legit movie stars, in a movie. So the movie's called Wolves. And
it's called Wolves or Wolves? Wolves. I think it's called Wolves, which doesn't make sense, but it's Wolves.
Wolves. W-O-L-F-S.
Yeah.
So the whole premise, do you want to play the trailer first?
I'll do what you can.
And then we can unpack Wolves.
Is there much in the trailer? Are we just going cold, are we?
Yeah, going cold. It'll make sort of some sense to you.
Okay, have a listen. This is Wolves with Clooney and Pitt.
You're a man who can fix things.
There's nobody can do what I do. That's why you called me.
Who are you?
I'm here to take care of your problem. I don't need your help.
Really? Yeah, really. And it's some kind of a setup.
You've seen too many movies. There's an art to this you may not realize.
What?
Oh, now I get it.
They're both fixers, am I right?
Okay, so George Clooney, he plays a professional fixer and he's hired to cover up a high-profile crime, okay? But then a second fixer comes along. Guess what his name is?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. And George Clooney ain't a lone wolf anymore because now there's two
wolves. Wolves. So, okay, I thought, I knew nothing about this. I just knew they were going to be doing a project for Apple TV. And I immediately thought then, oh, this is a vanity thing, or this is something that's a bit deeper. Because Clooney, of course, he's done deep stuff. He's done...
This is not deep.
Right, this is just the two lads having the crack.
But look, it's entertaining. It's the two lads having the crack. We know that they've got incredible on-screen chemistry from, was it Ocean's 11, I think, that the two of them were in.
Yeah.
Also, it's Brad Pitt and George Clooney. They almost come unexplained at the minute. I mean, this movie is nothing that we haven't seen before in terms of plot or whatnot. The two of them are forced to kind of work together and the night doesn't go to plan, in a nutshell.
Well, I'm up for that.
Yeah.
I'm less up for a black and white vanity art house type thing.
Yeah, if you're looking for a movie to watch when you're sitting in front of the couch this evening in your pyjamas, watch Wolves.
I don't sit in front of the couch.
Do you not know?
No, I sit on the couch in front of the telly. Oh, because if I'm like,
sorry, Kira, and you've got a dodgy leg as well. You don't need this in your life. Pop quiz for the two of you: who's older, Brad Pitt or George Clooney?
Well, given you're asking that question, then I'm guessing Brad is older.
I would have said George.
George,
and you're correct, but there's only a year in it.
There's Brad is 60, and George
is only 61. Yeah, 1 year. I would have thought it was 10 years in between them.
I like. I'm up for them having a laugh. What's the Rotten Tomatoes on it?
Oh, hang on. Let me.
I'm
check.
Looking it up here. I'll get it.
Wolves. I think it's like. I don't know.
I had read that it was rubbish.
I can usually guess these. I'll say 72%.
Are you out of your mind?
No.
You haven't looked at this?
No, I'm looking at it now. Oh, it's not finding it. It's showing me wolves, not wolfs.
He just said 72%. What's the score?
54.
Wrong.
Is it 72?
It's 73.
I got it this last.
73%, he said. It's like a psychic skill. He's, yeah. It's the only skill he's got, frankly. Kerry King, lovely to see you, darling.
Lovely to see you, boy.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.